The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Marshall. Long after the serpent has been killed, the tail will thrash about and the needle-pointed venomous fangs may still be bared. The snake is dead, but he doesn't know it. And long after the armistice is signed and the peace treaty approved, there are those who refuse to lay down their arms and quit the fight. The war is over, but they don't know it.
We will expect you to lead this army in a successful attack against the tyrant.
This army?
Yes.
This army is absolutely untrained.
I know.
Has no weapons, no ammunition, no supplies, no transport. What kind of an army do you call it?
A victorious army.
Mystery drama, The Equalizer, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Larry Haynes. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I remembered my lucky surefire fishing lure. But you know, I think I forgot my body.
Don't forget your body. Remember Rexall Vitamins.
Help resist illness. Eat the right foods. For a supplement, remember Rexall Vitamin C.
Don't forget your body. Remember Rexall Vitamins.
Rexall Vitamin C. Now only $1.69 at participating stores.
Stephen, Who is M.L.?
I don't know, dear.
I found this note in your pocket. It says, send flowers to M.L.
Oh, that.
Who is M.L. and why are you sending her flowers?
Sweetheart, M.L. stands for mother-in-law.
Oh, and you sent my mother?
The FTD charm her bouquet.
For mother-in-law's day?
Sunday, October 25th.
Now you're going to say, Doris, aren't you ashamed?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, Stephen.
Sunday, October 25th is mother-in-law's day. Call or visit your FTD florist today.
Just in time for the expensive home heating season, True Value Hardware Stores are offering values on many useful housewarming items. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest you keep expensive heat indoors and winter cold out by insulating your home with Mecklenburg Duncan products. Seal out drafts around doors and windows with new coil aluminum and vinyl weather stripping. The flexible, durable strip designed to last for years in any climate. And to keep cold drafts from coming in under doors, True Value Hardware Stores recommend Mecklenburg Duncan's 36-inch aluminum threshold featuring vinyl caulking for a positive seal. You can save on costly fuel and stay warm this winter if you take a little time to insulate your home with Mecklenburg Duncan winterizing products from participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers. And get the current edition of my four-part, full-color, all-time great Sports Stars collection free with any $10 or more purchase while supplies last at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
Avenue in New York City, the capital, the hub, the headquarters of so many of the great American enterprises, commerce, industry, communications, a street of important-looking, smartly dressed men and women. Here's a young man of about 35 or 40, slim, with dark hair that is just stylishly long. Suit, shoes, shirt, tie, everything he wears speaks of elegant and expensive good taste. He turns into the lobby of one of those magnificent stone and glass buildings. He is obviously an important young executive from the looks of him. The elevator lets him out on a high floor. He opens a door on which is lettered the legend International Enterprises. He enters an exquisitely furnished waiting room. A smartly groomed secretary nods at him and picks up her telephone.
Yes?
Mr. Henley is here.
Oh, send him in.
You can go in.
Ah, you're Donald Henley.
Yeah.
I'm Stanley Bulwer. Cigarette?
I don't smoke.
May I offer you a drink?
I don't drink.
Joe Davis speaks very highly of you. Have you known, or do you know Joe very well?
Yeah.
Joe and I, we go back quite a while. Joe says you're exactly the man the client needs.
Who's the client?
They are in South America.
Oh, are they in or out?
At this point, they're still in the hills and the jungles.
What'll they pay?
What are you asking?
What do I have to do?
Train a couple of thousand men.
Also lead them?
Yes. Certain amount of leadership.
That's extra.
I understand.
What chance do they have?
Well, the people, I'm told, don't like the government that's in there right now. They'll probably support your crowd. But once your fellas get control, things will get no better. Maybe even worse. They'll have to do the whole thing all over again. That's why guys like you and me will never be out of work.
I have a Swiss bank account. You'll deposit $50,000 in it and then $10,000 every month plus expenses.
It sounds high.
Goodbye.
Wait. These are poor people. I don't know if they can pay it.
The poor people never pay it. It'll come from the rich who are buying insurance.
I see you know the drill.
Do I or don't I get the job?
You are now the advisor to the military arm of the People's Revolution. Would you also care for a military title? I could get you a commission as a colonel.
I don't care what you call me. Just deposit the money. Where would you like to go?
Tussles.
All right. Anytime you're ready.
Tussles? You mean you know somebody?
Where?
At Trestles.
I never heard of the place.
Oh, then forget it.
Well, why? You want to go, don't you?
What? But unless you know somebody. Trestles is absolutely tops. The most exclusive discotheque in the world. You have to be somebody to get in there.
I'm somebody.
Oh, look, let's forget it.
Put on your hat.
I don't wear a hat.
Put on whatever you're going to wear and let's go.
Cabby looked at you and you said, Truffles?
This is it.
Oh, we'll never get in.
No?
Do you see that big fella at the door?
Yeah.
Well, it's his job to keep out everybody who isn't a celebrity. Come on, let's go somewhere else.
You said you wanted to go to Truffles.
The doorman won't let us in.
Oh, yes, he will.
Good evening, sir. Do you have a reservation?
No.
Well, in that case...
In that case, what?
Well, it's all right. Go right in, sir.
Don?
Yeah?
Don, what did you do to the doorman?
Nothing.
That isn't true. You did something.
What?
I don't know. Well, such a frightened look came over his face. What did you say to him?
Nothing.
Maybe it was the way you looked at him.
Yeah?
He was petrified. Donna, I was scared, too.
What?
That's just it. I don't know. All of a sudden, I realized I don't know anything about you.
You're having a good time?
If I asked you, you'd never say one word.
I asked you if you were having a good time.
Yeah, sure.
Any celebrities here tonight?
The place is jammed with them. Don't you recognize anybody?
I don't know anybody.
But these are stars. You see them in the movies, on TV, the media.
I wouldn't know one from the other.
Don, who are you?
Donald Henley.
Yes, but who is Donald Henley?
I've had enough of this place. Let's go somewhere else.
Sure, Donald, sure. Anything you say.
You want another drink?
No, thanks.
Ready to go home?
If you are. Don, why do you take me to all these places?
Because these are where you say you want to go.
Well, but you're not having any fun.
Look, you said you were ready. Let's go.
Don, please. Something's wrong. wrong. I just feel it.
I'm going away.
Oh. Is it a business trip?
For good.
Can I ask you where you're going?
No.
You're tired of me?
No.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow.
Will I ever see you again? Oh, what's the point in asking? We're finished, aren't we?
Yeah.
I've never met a man like you. I don't know who you are, what you do.
Does it matter?
No, but I'd like it to matter. I guess it can't. You're absolutely complete in yourself. You want a woman for company. It never gets more than skin deep. Why?
Because that's the way it has to be. Doing up?
I woke up. I saw the light on in here. Dom.
What's the matter?
Are you all right? You're pale. You're shivering.
I'm all right.
No, wait. What's this on the table?
What does it look like?
A gun?
It's a .45 caliber automatic pistol.
I never knew you had a gun. Why do you have a gun?
Because I need it in my line of work.
What is your line of work? Don, you're sweating. Just a minute ago, you were shivering. You're not well.
I'm all right.
Well, maybe you better see a doctor.
No, I'm always like this just before.
Just before what?
Before I leave. And once I get there, I'll be all right. It's just sitting and waiting and thinking about it.
Thinking about what?
Death.
What do you mean? Death.
What do I mean? I'll tell you. I can tell you now because I'll never see you again. You ask me what kind of business am I in. You want to know that, don't you?
Well, I don't want to make an issue out of it.
I'm in the death business.
Death?
Yeah, I teach people to kill people. I live with death. Sometimes I feel it's a part of me. It must be, because so many people who meet me also feel it. Do you feel it?
It
scares them. They don't know why, but it scares them when I look at them in a certain way. At that doorman at Trussell's, that's how I looked at him. Do you understand me?
Yes.
I go out there in a jungle or a desert or a mountain or maybe in the twisting streets of a town. It's in flames, and I know it's waiting for me, too. Do you understand that?
Yes. Where do you go?
Because I can't do anything else.
You could learn to do something else.
Maybe I don't want to do anything else. Look, it's getting light. My plane will be leaving soon.
But you can't go feeling like this.
Well, once I'm in there, I'll be all right. I'll be just fine. I told you, once I get into my first firefight, it'll be wonderful.
But why do you do it?
Maybe because I'm so good at it. Look, I left an envelope for you on the dresser.
Well, you didn't have to. Don, how many times have you said goodbye to a girl like me?
More than once. You better forget all about me, Diana.
Oh, I don't think I could ever do that.
Well, you might just as well. Because I'm going to forget all about you.
Ready, I see?
Yeah.
Your money's been deposited.
Yes, I know. I checked the bank.
You don't leave anything to chance, do you?
No.
That's one of the reasons we chose you.
All right, give me my instructions.
When you get to Venezuela, you take a local airline. Your reservations are all made to fly to the capital of Guayara. That's the country. Got it?
Yeah.
You'll be met by a Colonel Ramirez, chief of staff of the Revolutionary Army. I don't know this officer. Someone new. The colonel, naturally, being in enemy territory, won't be in uniform.
How will the colonel know me?
From your photographs, which have been sent on ahead.
Well, why couldn't I have been dropped into revolutionary territory by helicopter?
Because they don't have any.
That means I have to land at the government airport. Won't I attract suspicion?
No, I'm sure you will.
Do I have a cover?
You represent International Scouting Associates.
What am I scouting for?
Talent. Baseball talent for the American Major Leagues. Here, here are your credentials. Colonel Ramirez will pick you up. Then both of you will somehow have to make your way past all the government security forces.
How good is this, Colonel Ramirez?
From what I'm told, you couldn't ask for anyone better.
Mr. Donald Nelson?
Yes?
Look very much surprised. And then throw your arms around me and say, darling.
What?
Look more surprised than that. All right. Now, say, darling.
Darling.
Say it louder than...
Darling.
Now, kiss me.
Who are you?
Make sure no one can read your lips. Put your face very close to mine.
Who are you?
Who do you think?
I don't know.
I am Rosita Ramirez.
Rosita Ramirez.
We cannot talk so loud. Yes, Rosita Ramirez. Colonel Rosita Ramirez.
Rosita Ramirez. And is this the form of greeting they have down there in Guayara instead of the salute? War may be hell, as General Sherman said, but this one seems to be getting off to a most pleasant start. I shall continue with Act Two shortly.
Reach out, touch someone.
Hey, Gaylord.
Jack.
How you doing?
Is that you?
Yeah.
How you doing, bud?
You recognize my voice on the first crack.
I sure do. It sounds like you're next door.
Yeah, well, I am next door. Pound on the wall. I was thinking about you. I was thinking about coming up and doing some fishing.
Great.
Yeah. Are they biting?
Are they biting? My grandmother caught a 500-pound catfish yesterday, and that was out of the well we dug.
Yeah. What'd you use for bait?
It's a boa constrictor.
I'm going to come up next week, then, that's for sure. How are Ann and the kids?
They're great, and boy, are they going to be excited when they hear you're coming up.
Oh, that's terrific. Think Ann would mind if I stay with you guys?
Oh, shoot, no, Jack. Wait a minute. She's right here. Let me ask her. Hey, honey, what do you think about Jack coming up and spending some time with his family and everything? Jack, let me get back to you on that.
Reach out, touch someone. The bell system. Get a pencil and paper, because Polk Brothers' all-store warehouse sale, now at your nearby Polk store, has some super values you'll want to jot down, drive over, and snap up. Here they are. A Zenith 12-inch black and white TV, $88. A 19-inch color portable Polk discount price, $268. A General Electric 10-inch color portable TV, $228. Keep riding. More Polk inflation-busting warehouse sale prices. A PhoneMate phone answering system, $99. A General Electric AM-FM weatherband radio, $19. A genuine Amano radar range microwave oven, $206. A General Electric automatic clothes washer, $288. A genuine Weber 22.5-inch porcelainized barbecue grill, $39.95. Another Polk surprise, a Toastmaster 2-slice toaster, $9.95. And a Northern twin-size electric blanket, only $24.95. Family Shop, Polk Brothers all-store warehouse sale, nightly till 10, till 6 on Sunday. Now on, but for a limited time, at your nearby Polk store.
They say, is like a garment that we continually alter, but which never seems to fit. And not just life itself, but all the perceptions that go with living, all the ideas and beliefs, and even prejudices. We are constantly being surprised and forced to reevaluate our thinking. Well, that's all to the good, isn't it?
You're Colonel Ramirez?
Be careful. Those two men by the exit, they are the secret police.
What do we do?
Nothing. Smile. Be happy. Have you a weapon? We may have to shoot our way out.
In my luggage.
We cannot wait to pick it up. We must leave at once.
Those two men are coming toward us.
I have a revolver in my pocket. Be ready to run.
Where?
Follow me.
Suppose you get killed.
Where is Dios, senor?
Yes?
You have to be first?
Yeah. Here.
Ah, yeah. These show you are the baseball scout.
Yeah.
Senor, I have a nephew. He wants to play Yankee baseball and make $1 million. You will look at him?
Sure.
Good, good. Remember his name, Pedro Valdez.
Yeah.
And you? You have a card?
Si. Here.
Yeah. Senor, you can do much better than this one. Say the word.
No, she suits me fine. Well, what is this, your nephew's name again?
Valdez. Pedro Valdez.
I'll remember. That was easy.
If they had not believed your story about baseball, we could have been shot down on the spot.
How good was your card?
Not good. But he wanted to believe you, and so he had to believe me.
Where are we going?
Into the country.
Are there police?
Everywhere. But we are looking for young boys who play baseball in the school, the field.
Yeah, it's a good cover. Who thought of it?
I did.
You're a girl. How did you get to be a colonel?
Do you object? Of course you do. But not as much as my own men. But they had to accept me in the end. That is also part of the fight. It is not like in your country where the woman is free to be anything she wants. Here she is either a courtesan or a drudge, a saint or a slut.
How long will it take us to get to where we're going?
Well, it depends on how much pretending we must do for the police.
All right. You're paying for my time. Use it any way you like.
Look in the mirror. You see that car behind us? It is not too far.
Has it been following us?
Yes.
Police?
Yes. That is why we are going to Las Cruces. There is always a game. The factory workers, the sailors, the high school.
I never liked baseball. It was always too slow for me. Yeah, we could have a problem.
Why?
I've got these credentials. They can fool people, but I can't.
Why not?
Because the minute I talk baseball, I'm licked.
Why?
Anyone can see I don't know the first thing about it.
Let me help you.
Anybody hear any good?
The pitcher is fast, but wild. The fat one who hit the home run cannot survive the curveball that awaits him in the major league. Ah, but the shortstop.
Yeah?
He has the inborn gift.
He does, huh?
He anticipates when the ball will be hit. And so he is there before it arrives. Our friend, it seems, has also arrived.
Ah, we meet again, Senor Scout.
Yeah, hello.
What do you see here, Senor Scout?
The pitcher is wild.
See,
The big fat fella can't hit the curve.
Well, that is also a fact. But the shortstop.
Oh, he is born with the gift.
You really think so?
Ah, yes.
And you think he can go to the United States?
I'll say so to my boss once I find out his name.
I know his name. He is my nephew, Pedro Valdez.
I'll write that down.
You will offer him money?
Oh, yes.
Ama.
Well, I'll have to talk to my boss back in the States.
Why not give him some money now?
Well, I have no authority.
But some other scout may steal him.
I have no money.
You have $500?
No.
Three.
I never carry much cash.
Certainly, you must have 100.
Well, just about.
Give it to me, and I will give it to him as a deposit. In that way, he will be bound to you.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. See ya.
That's how it goes in my country. They pay the police poorly and force them to oppress the people. The people hate and fear them. And the police then also hate and fear the people.
Is he still following us?
No. Why have you come here?
If $50,000 up front and then $1,000 a month and expenses.
Was it only for the money?
What else?
The other things?
Oh, yeah, sure. Maybe for you, but not for me. I work for whoever pays me.
Then this is just a job.
That's right, Colonel.
And you would also work for the enemy?
Why not? They aren't my enemy.
But you are willing to kill them.
It's part of the job.
What if they had asked you? Would you also work for them?
If they had asked me first.
Then you are a man who has no principles.
Only one, do the job.
For which you are getting paid.
Yes, but when you buy me, I belong to you. Some of your idealists will drop their guns and run away when the fight gets too hot. I won't. And I won't make a deal with the other side either. That's what you have to watch out for.
I trust all the men and women in my army of the revolution.
Do you? I don't.
Of course, a person like yourself.
I've been here before, Colonel. These things form a pattern. If you're losing, people will try to make a deal to save their necks. If you're winning, people will want to get all they can for themselves.
You have no faith in humanity.
How soon will we be there?
We are there now.
Oh, yeah?
Here are the hills. Beyond them, the jungle. This is the country of the revolution.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like much.
From here, we will march forward to victory. You do not believe it, hmm?
First, I want to look at the army.
Compañeros, this is Señor Henley, our military advisor. Señor Henley has inspected our forces and is prepared to report.
The army is too small to begin an offensive.
People will join us as we advance.
Who are you?
This is Major Bajoca, my second in command.
The government forces outnumber us 10-1.
The government troops are completely demoralized. They are ready to revolt.
I watched some patrols moving through the jungle. Their morale looked pretty good to me.
What is it that you suggest, then?
Your men need training. They need better weapons. They must learn how to use them.
And how long must this take?
I don't know.
We're paying you for answers.
It'll take as long as it has to. I have to transform peasants and peons into a smart, effective striking force.
If we do not move now, Rosita, we lose the moment.
What moment is he talking about?
The correct revolutionary moment. The critical moment. When the people shall be ready to rise.
Well, you settle that among yourselves. I have a company out there that doesn't know one end of a rifle from the other.
Where are you going?
I have to teach them how to use missiles and rockets, how to repair radios and jeeps. I can't get bogged down in your politics. Stand at attention. Shoulder arms. Present arms. Now, don't reach for that canteen.
But it is ours.
I'll tell you when you can drink, and I'll tell you when you can eat. I'll tell you when you can breathe. Is that clear? Shoulder arms. Right face. Forward march. You there.
Oh, me?
You know who I am?
Si.
Your orders are to salute me within the perimeter of the encampment. Now put on your pack. Pick up your rifle. Double time. March! You have to set up a maintenance platoon. Specially trained mechanics. Otherwise, this equipment will all be destroyed.
We will try to find mechanics.
And what about medical support?
One of our comrades is a medical student.
You need a medical detachment.
We cannot have all the frills of a modern army.
Then you can't be a modern army. And if you can't be one, forget the whole business.
Rosita, I am here to profess in the name of the men of the fourth platoon.
All right, what's the matter now, Baroja?
You are treating these men in a most savage and repressive manner.
What do you mean, Carlos?
I'm trying to teach them discipline.
Oh, you are brutalizing them. This is why we're having a revolution. to destroy these master and sir relationships.
Well, they have to pick up the habit of discipline.
What good is this right-faced, left-faced saluting?
Because one day I'll say to them, move toward the enemy, and they'll do it without thinking about the bullets they have to walk into. And they'll obey me because it's become second nature.
You are dealing with human beings, not pigs being led to a slaughter.
My way cuts down on the slaughter.
When do we attack?
When we're ready.
Do you agree with him, Rosita?
Yes.
Oh, very well. But I tell you this, it had better be soon.
He is not really a military officer.
How did he get to be a major?
He is more of a political officer. His job is also very important.
Sure.
He does not like you.
No kidding.
He was always opposed to the idea of hiring a mercenary.
That's a good enough reason.
There is also another reason.
Yeah?
He happens to be in love with me.
We're due for a break. Let's take it here. It's time, isn't it, that something like this came up? But that's what most stories are about, aren't they? Love and war and money. It seems that we have all three, and the pot is simmering nicely as we anticipate the third act.
Taking a laxative?
Yeah, traveling throws my system off.
But so can a laxative.
Not Metamucil.
That's Metamucil?
Metamucil Instant Mix, in little packets. Mm. Easy to take along.
And easy on your system. Because Metamucil is made from natural fiber with no chemical stimulants, more doctors recommend Metamucil for really gentle relief.
Mmm, I like that orange flavor.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Easy to take.
If not nature, Metamucil. Read label and follow directions.
For people and places, you're really right. At Best Western, you're gonna find each place is special.
They're one of a kind. Best Western's toll-free number gets you reservations at any Best Western Motor Inn or hotel in the world in a matter of minutes. The Best Western toll-free reservations number in the yellow pages.
Hi, Pat Summerall to remind you that it's always more economical in the long run to use durable, precision-made tools and accessories, like the kind you'll find at True Value Hardware stores. When you need to measure long distances quickly and accurately, get the Lufkin Speedwinder measuring tape for $9.99. It's designed for extra-fast winding, so you can extend, measure, and then rewind the 100-foot steel tape by turning the handle. To grip different size objects, use a pair of crescent tongue and groove pliers, just $6.99 at True Value Hardware stores. These 10-inch pliers have adjustable jaws that open and close to accommodate a variety of materials, including pipes and nuts and bolts. The jaws also have aligned teeth for a more secure grip. It always pays to use quality tools and accessories, and you'll find them at True Value Hardware stores and home centers. And get the current edition of my 4-part, full-color, all-time great Sports Stars collection free with any $10 or more purchase, while supplies last, at participating True Value Hardware stores and home centers.
Love and war and money. That's pretty much the story of the human race, isn't it? There isn't a moment that people aren't obsessed with one of them, two of them, or even all three. This isn't going to be much of a war. It'll only involve some 2x4 country lost somewhere in South America. There isn't an awful lot of money at stake here either. But love? Ah, stand by.
So he's in love with you. What has that got to do with me?
He thinks I'm in love with you.
That's his problem.
But he's right. I am.
That's your problem.
I know.
Now, getting down to business. You have to allot responsibilities. You need a quartermaster. Someone has to be responsible for supplies, gasoline, food, ammunition. Has to be organized, and it... You're not paying attention.
I fell in love with you at the airport when you kissed me.
I only kissed you because you told me to.
And it meant nothing to you?
It was a tactic to divert the enemy.
That is all?
Getting back to the business at hand.
Is that your entire life? The business at hand?
Yes.
And there's never anything else?
Never.
And there's never anyone?
There's always someone, but that's just to pass the time.
And that's all she can ever be? Just someone with whom to pass a little time?
That's all.
Excuse me.
Now, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Out.
No, you can't.
Why?
You can't afford it.
Who says so?
I say so. Now, look, I'm your professional military advisor. You pay me for my time, and the clock is running. You can't indulge yourself with all these personal, emotional dramas.
I am sure you never indulge yourself in these little dramas.
I am involved in the greatest drama of all, life and death, and they're absolute. In battle, which is my business, you're either one or the other. Now, do you want to win this war you're going to have with the government forces?
Does it matter to you if we win or lose?
Win or lose, I walk away from here.
And go to another battle.
After a while, yes.
And what we're trying to do here, it has no meaning for you?
No, none at all.
What were we talking about?
We need more equipment. We need medical supplies, replacement parts, ammunition.
I know, I know.
Then do something about it.
Don't ask me to perform miracles.
Why not? It's what you're asking me to do.
You almost killed me.
That's right. If I were a government sentry, I would have heard you coming and you'd have been a dead man. Didn't I show you how to do it? You don't lumber up behind them like a truck. You do it quietly, slowly. You sneak up, taking advantage of every bit of cover. And when you're ready, you pounce. The knife is out, and it's in and under. But you'll be alive. Answer that in a military manner.
See. Forward base, Lopez.
Good.
Is the advisor there?
See. For you.
Donald.
Yes, what is it?
You must return to headquarters at once. We are going to have a political crisis.
I am glad you arrived first, Donald.
What happened?
The political committee of the revolution has arrived at a decision.
To do what?
To launch the offensive.
Good luck.
We were assisted in arriving at the decision by several foreign observers.
No kidding.
They promised us help.
Yes, they always do.
But Donald, perhaps they are right. What do you think?
I think you'll be slaughtered to the last man and woman.
You think we have no chance to win?
That doesn't matter.
Then you do have certain principles.
When is this offensive to take place?
The meeting will be held in less than an hour.
I'm glad I was invited.
You are all familiar with the decision. We will now hear from the military advisor.
I'm against it.
Why?
We're not prepared. We're not trained. We're not equipped.
That is a consideration, compañeros.
You are overlooking the basic spirit of the movement. Our strength is not in our weapons. It is in our determination. It is the support we shall receive from the people. Let us march, and soon we shall be surrounded by the victorious nation.
There's a strongly entrenched army with tanks and artillery waiting for you just at the edge of the jungle.
This is a military problem which you have been paid to solve. You have been training commandos. Once they achieve a breakthrough, the nation will join us.
That's what you want me to do?
That is what we expect you to do.
One chance. They don't expect an attack. They pulled some units out. You see right here on the map? They're stretched thin. Now, my detachment can break through, but we'll need you to bring up support. Do you understand, Baroja?
See.
If we can get loose behind the lines, we can capture or destroy some tanks and artillery pieces. But you have to hit them, Baroja, and take their attention away from us. Do you understand?
See.
All right. I'll be ready to go at 4 a.m. I still have 2 good hours of darkness. You advance, Baroja, just as soon as you hear the sounds of firing. I'm counting on it.
I shall advance.
All right, then. That's just about all we have to talk about.
Oh, wait, compañeros. This is to be the start of the revolution. Let us each raise our right hand and swear to support each other. Come what may.
What are you doing here?
I am going with you.
It's not going to be a good place for a woman.
What is a good place for a woman? Besides, I am more than a woman. I am your commanding officer. And I am as good a soldier as any man. How much longer?
Less than a minute.
You seem very calm.
This is my business.
And that is all it is? Just a business?
All right, everybody. Let's get in quietly. Don't fire till I give the word. All right, let's move out. You're really going to come, huh?
Yes. I know how to use a knife. If I have to.
Right here. Why is it quiet? Why isn't Baroja supporting us with fire?
I don't know.
Where is Baroja?
I don't know.
I know. He sold us out.
No. He took an oath.
No, he set us up.
But he believes in the revolution. He is not a traitor.
Maybe he thinks you're the traitor.
Me?
He talked himself into it. He believes that what you're doing is wrong. So this is how he gets rid of
us. You have no evidence.
We both have evidence. The evidence of our ears. It's what we hear. Silence. It's what we don't hear. Firing. We're in a trap. All right, let's get out of here.
I told you he was no traitor. That is Baroja.
No, that's the enemy.
No.
They're shooting at us.
Hold back. Compañeros, move back.
We can't. Baroja's firing at us, too.
What are we going to do?
We're going to move to the right. To the right. Try to get to the woods. Just follow me. And keep low. Close to the ground. Go!
What did he do?
It's everything. I've been hit. Go on, you better get out of here.
No.
While you can.
Let me help you.
No, I can't move.
Oh, it is your leg.
Look, while you have a chance, go on, get out of here.
No, sir. We left the fire.
No, don't be crazy. You'll be killed.
Put your right arm around his shoulder, love me.
Come on, get out of here, will you? Get out of here.
Some water, Lopez. I think he is coming awake.
Oh.
Donald. Donald.
What?
It is all right.
Oh. Where am I?
Here.
I'm alive.
Yes.
It's you, Rosita. Where are we?
In a cave, just above the river. But they are looking for us. Patrols are still searching. You must be quiet.
Yeah, sure.
If we are caught, we shall be shot.
That's nothing new to me. My leg. What happened to my leg?
It will be all right.
It has a bullet in it, huh?
No more. Jacinto, a medical student, he took it out. But we could not move him. He risked his life to come here.
Oh, yeah, now I know. I was hit. You and Lopez carried me away, huh? Where is Lopez?
He's risking his life, going for water.
All for me.
All for you.
And you stayed with me. Why?
Because I love you.
Now you shouldn't love anybody, Rosita.
Why?
Because you can't trust anybody.
You can trust me.
Baroja, he sold us out.
Yes, he is one of the others now.
How many times that happens?
But we will try again.
Why?
Why? Because we must.
But don't you see? The revolutions, they all fail. They fail in the field, or if they win, they fail later. Because the revolutionists become corrupted.
I know. Many people are weak and foolish. we must hope to be better. A new revolution is about to start in this cave. It will go forth from here. Will you join us?
Join you?
Hmm.
You and Lopez and Jacinto?
Yes.
No. No, I can't join you.
We will find a way to pay you what you are worth.
Yeah, that won't be right. I'm not worth anything.
Oh, yes. You are the best.
Yes, I know, but I'm not worth anything to you.
Why? How can you say that?
Because I love you. I never said that to anyone before. I wondered how it would sound.
It sounded wonderful.
It feels wonderful. Look, I can't stay here.
Why not?
Because I'm a soldier. I'm a professional soldier. I can never do anything else or be anything else.
Forget that you love me. Be a professional soldier here.
No, I can't forget that I love you. So I can't be a soldier here. I can't think like a soldier, act like a soldier. Here I can only be a man in love. Oh, and we held the final council the night of the attack. I looked at Baroja's face. I should have known he'd be betrayed.
Why?
Because this is when it usually happens.
But you said nothing.
Yeah. Would you have believed me? No. You would have gone ahead without me, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And so, because of you, I disregarded all my instincts, dismissed all my experience, and I was even willing to throw my life away.
I'm sorry.
No. This is how it is. I love you. And I'll be afraid for you. I owe my life to Lopez, to Jacinto. And I'll try to save theirs, even if it means defeat, and that's why I can't fight here. I cannot be a soldier here. Do you understand?
I understand.
Soldiering, that's the only thing I'm fit to do in this world. And I can only do that for strangers.
But we love each other.
Yes. But will you give up the revolution? No. And I can't give up my profession. So where does that leave us?
In a cave. Surrounded by our enemies. Waiting. For death. For rescue. For whatever fate will decree.
But waiting. Together. Here and now.
Here and now. Does anyone in the world have more than that?
Surface, perhaps, yes, but basically, the here and the now. This is the great equalizer. This is what makes all human beings kin. I am here now, and in just a few moments, I shall be back again.
Hi, I'm Julie Amato for White Westinghouse. Because food storage needs are so different, White Westinghouse makes refrigerators in many styles and sizes. You can get spacious side-by-sides in both three-door or two-door styles. Or choose a model with the freezer on the top, even a model with the freezer on the bottom. And if you already have a separate freezer, buy the all-refrigerator model. Many good reasons to White Westinghouse, your house.
White Westinghouse, your house.
She and her trailer were headed west, trying to get her life in gear. He and his dreams were headed south with his past in his rearview mirror. They came together, then they fell in love, then trouble started to crowd them. So many things happened around Weasel Creek. They made a movie about them. A few days at Weasel Creek on CBS TV.
That don't rhyme.
That don't matter.
Spend a few days at Weasel Creek Wednesday at 9, 8 Central and Mountain on CBS TV.
Do you know the benefits you're entitled to under Social Security today? Would you like to know how to estimate your monthly retirement check and your hospital benefits under Medicare? The revised edition of your Social Security handbook will be sent to you free if you call for it now. You will also receive free information about life insurance for everyone age 55 to 87 with no physical examination and no medical questions. Because of limited benefits in the first 2 or 3 years, if you are age 55 to 87, you cannot be turned down regardless of your health. And the Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company guarantees your premium will be $6.95 a month. So call now for free information and your free 31-page Social Security handbook. Here's the number.
For free information on that free Social Security handbook, call this number now, 800-358-9191. This is a free call. That's 800-358-9191. 800-358-9191.
Professions, that of man at arms, soldier of fortune, freelance mercenary. Until quite recently, these were the men, the professionals, who would sell their services to whichever country paid them. Why does a man leave his hearth and home forever to die among strangers in a far country? For money? Or adventure? Who knows? It is one of the ancient mysteries of mankind which makes it grist for our mill. Our cast included Larry Haynes, E.V. Jester, and Ray Owens. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Ravenhouse Paperback Mysteries.
This is E.G. Marshall, inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Headlines at this hour. Two top Illinois union leaders say organized labor may have to sit out next year's gubernatorial race. They say Dan Walker and Adlai Stevenson, the leading contenders for the Democratic nomination for governor, get low grades on labor issues. Ruling on a case from East Chicago, the U.S. Supreme Court has reaffirmed that state prison inmates cannot go into federal courts unless they have exhausted their claims in state courts. That decision overturns a decision by an appellate court here in Chicago. A group of Illinois and Chicago elected officials joined an interfaith group yesterday in a campaign to stop spending for the MX missile. Clergy and laity concerned announced the 25 state legislators and 11 Chicago aldermen had endorsed their efforts to convince the Illinois congressional delegation not to support the MX program. The newest Illinois lottery game goes on sale today. Officials say in the new 7-11-21 game, one out of every four tickets will be a winner. And a driver for Chicago Fire Commissioner William Blair, charged with a number of gambling offenses. Tom Donahue accused of booking bets on baseball and football games from the rear of a Southside liquor store. He's been relieved of his duties with the city.
First in news, first in sports. Find out first on News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Chicago's weather coming up after our CBS Radio News on the Hour Report. It's 2 a.m.
CBS News, a major petition effort is launched aimed at ousting Interior Secretary James Watt. I'm Paul Lockwood reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The drive to dump a member of President Reagan's cabinet is being organized by a pair of environmental groups, as Bruce Morton reports.
Sierra Club and Friends of Earth officials trudged up the steps of the U.S. Capitol and dumped petitions with 1.1 million signatures at the feet of Democratic congressional leaders, petitions calling for the removal of Interior Secretary James Watt. Spokesman said support for what they called Wattism would be a factor in the 1982 congressional elections.
Watts' people, meanwhile, had got hold of and handed out copies of what was supposed to be a confidential Sierra Club plan. How to get the most media exposure, the most political impact out of the petition drive in your area. Have an off-the-record meeting with your local Republican leader. Have an airport petition leaves for Washington ceremony, and so on. The event is a reminder that Watt continues to be a controversial man, but he has friends as well as enemies. He's been going public in recent weeks, and he's turned into one of the hot properties on the Republican rubber chicken circuit, raising $400,000 for the GOP so far. As for the dump Watt movement, nobody expects him to be dumped. Watt said he thinks the drive to dump him is about over. Bruce Morton, CBS News, Washington.
More news after this.
Grand Central Station, next stop.
Ever walk through a smoking car on a train? That's where you see people who really need Topol, the smoker's tooth polish. Excuse me, sir, have you ever used Topol?
As a matter of fact, my wife bought a tube for me just this week. I haven't given it much of a chance yet, but my teeth feel clean. And she says it's helped get rid of my tobacco breath, too.
That's because of its fresh mint flavor.
Sounds like you're a Topol user. Your teeth certainly look bright.
Thanks, I am.
What made you try Topol?
It's tough to give up smoking, but I did want to give up smiling.
Mint-flavored Topol has given thousands of people reason to smile, because Topol goes to work immediately to help get rid of superficial yellow tobacco stains. Not only cleans your teeth, helps clean your tobacco breath, too. Just use Topol week after week and watch your teeth get brighter and stay brighter.
What about people like me, who like a fluoride toothpaste?
No problem. Topol is available in regular or fluoride, in 3-ounce and 7-ounce economy size.
Hey, guess I'll give Topol a try.
Topol. Use only as directed.
A discouraging word from a member of the President's Council of Economic Advisers. The New York Times quotes Jerry Jordan, whose job it is to forecast such things, as saying that he thinks that unemployment during the next few months will be up above the 8% level. He sees an average of 8.1 or 8.2% during the first 3 months of 1982. A strong indication yesterday that seems to bear out President Reagan's contention that the economy is in a recession. The government reported a drop of nearly 2% in new housing construction during the month of September. More on this from CBS News business correspondent Ray Brady.
The figures mean that the number of houses built by contractors fell to the third lowest level in at least two decades. And the number of permits builders took out to put up houses in future fell for the fifth straight month, a sign the industry is nowhere near to coming out of its slump. Builders blame high interest rates for the drop in housing starts, saying that buyers can afford neither large down payments nor sky-high monthly carrying charges. Many economists say the slump in home building has now spread to the rest of American industry and was one of the factors that caused President Reagan to say over the weekend that the economy is in a mild recession. But in the building industry itself, the rate of unemployment among construction workers now stands at more than 16%. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
Republican members of the Senate will be meeting today, and they'll be reportedly talking about a proposal for selective tax increases on such items as cigarettes and liquor that would total more than $27 billion over the next 3 years. Over $6 billion of that would come during the current 1982 fiscal year, which began October 1st. This is a way of cutting down the anticipated 82 deficit. More military air traffic controllers are being assigned to civilian airports to ease the workload of controllers who are working in place of those who went out on strike last August. The Air Force says it will increase the number of military controllers at civilian airfields by about 50 starting November 1st. Now this message.
It's a banner year for tax shelters.
But according to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, the new tax law is forcing investors to plan carefully before they scramble to find refuge for their 1981 income. So have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Journal that can help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that could affect your future and your company's future. Other Journal articles revealed how moonlighting is helping more Americans make ends meet as the economy slows down, why mortgage rates could stay sky high until next spring, and the plan to boost productivity that has labor leaders running scared. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks, less than $1.60 per week. So if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
It'll be a battle of the left-handers Tuesday night in the opening World Series game at Yankee Stadium. New York will pitch Ron Guidry, while Los Angeles will counter with Jerry Royce. This will be the 12th Yankee-Dodger series. The Yanks have won all but two of the past contests. Los Angeles earned its series spot yesterday with a 2-1 victory over the Montreal Expos in the fifth and deciding National League playoff game. Paul Lockwood, CBS News.
I thought you'd been...
Hi there, honey.
Yourself. I guess you thought I wasn't coming, but we were coming there, even after our big, long Bears game, and sorry that the news was not better. Good morning, everybody. Billy Hanson here at the Anchor Desk on a Tuesday morning. The two-thirds mark there of our month of October already gone by, the last week of daylight saving time. We go back to standard next Sunday. Gwen Gray is our producer-editor. Val Brown is our technician.